Hello everyone, this is Jonathan Carter, here to talk about another web application toolkit. In this video, we're going to take a look at the toolkit that assists web developers in creating mobile web experiences over their web applications. So once you've downloaded and extracted the web application toolkit, you'll get a folder structure that looks like this that contains numerous assets, documentation, and templates. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the overview page that you'll get. So when you first download the toolkit, you'll want to read through the documentation that you get here and get a good overview of the objective of this toolkit. So basically, what we're trying to help developers achieve with this release is that if you have an existing web application and you want to easily add granular UI presentation changes to that to enhance the experience for specific mobile platforms, such as Windows Mobile or iPhone, then you can do that very easily. So let's go ahead and take a look at the project that you get when you download this toolkit and see kind of what it gives you. So the first thing I want to do is let's just F5 and see what you receive, what the sample application looks like. And then we'll take a look at the code and kind of decompose how it actually works. So imagine you have a web application such as this, and this is the desktop experience that a user that would come to the site would receive. So here, Plan My Night essentially allows someone to find activities within a certain area. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, let's go ahead and look for all bars in Redmond, because obviously that's where Microsoft is, Washington. So we'll say that. Oh, spelled Redmond wrong. Let me hit search again. And so as you can see here, we have three results. And it lists them off, gives me the phone number, and so forth. Pretty basic. But now that I've created this web application, I want my consumer base to have as broad a reach as possible. So if someone's a Windows Mobile user or an iPhone user, I want them to be able to come to this site and have a good experience. So if I was to open up Windows Mobile, the emulator that comes with Visual Studio 2008 or greater, and go to IE, let's go ahead and browse to this site and see what we get. So I'm going to use the name of the PC because you can't say localhost on this emulator, and the port is 500. And notice that when it loads up, we have a customized presentation of this exact page, even though it's the same functionality. So let me search for bar. Once again, I'll say Redmond. We'll hit search, and as we should expect to see, the same exact three results, because it is the exact same application. And here we get Rogers Cafe, Dara's Cafe, and so forth, and we get backlinks. Now what about also iPhone? Let's open up the iPhone emulator, go to localhost 500, request this, and once again we should get the exact same application but targeted to a more iPhone friendly experience. Now you notice that it does seem a little bit cut off in the UI, and that's actually a bug with the emulator. So we definitely want to encourage everyone that's using this toolkit and is trying to build a customized mobile experience for their users to always test out the website on the actual device, because that's going to give you the best results. So once again, let me select bar, say Redmond, hit search, and we're going to get the exact same results, but notice that this looks very similar to a native iPhone application. So I'll select Rogers, it does the slide out, here's the information, I can quickly click on the phone number, and it gives me backlinks and so forth and so on. So now what I want to do is let's take a look at this code and decompose how it actually works. So let's go into Visual Studio. And this is the solution that when you download the toolkit, you'll get, which includes two things. It contains some assets that you'll need as a developer when building a web application to make your applications mobile web capable, and it also contains a sample application that uses it. So if you're a ASP.NET MVC developer and you're familiar with the framework, you're aware that the way that views are discovered when the controller is looking to render a view to the user is based on convention, in that underneath the views folder, it'll look for another subfolder named after the controller, and then under that folder, it'll look for views that are named after the action. So in this case, it's obvious that when we see views, search, index, that the index.aspx page is what ultimately is used to render the home page that you see in the desktop experience. But when we start talking about wanting to provide a custom UI experience for Windows Mobile or iPhone, then obviously we need to have custom views that leverage the exact same controllers. So if we look in our controllers, we see we've only got one controller search, and the logic is pretty basic, right? So here's our search functionality, also a simple search. So by leveraging the toolkit, we can write our server logic once and then just customize the views as needed. Now, you might be looking at this and saying, okay, cool. Underneath search, we then have mobile, and then in there, iPhone, Windows, mobile. How does that actually work? Because the default MVC conventions are not going to be capable of finding these mobile specific views. So what the toolkit also comes with is a custom view engine. So within ASP.NET MVC, the view engine is what's used to discover the views based on the name they request. So when the request says, give me the search action, and the search action says render the index view, the view engine is responsible for determining what the index view is. So what we really needed is a view engine that was capable of looking at the incoming request, determining if the user was coming from a mobile device, and if so, what kind of device it is, and map it to that view. So I won't go into the code of the custom view engine, just because that's not the focus of this screencast, but please, if you're interested, go and dig into that. But once we have that view engine in our application, how do we actually wire it up to be used? So if we go into our global ASAX, you'll notice that in application start, we have a method we're calling register view engines. And here we're just creating an instance of that custom view engine, which is mobile capable. Now notice that there wasn't any magic happening with this iPhone and Windows mobile folder. We're actually making that mapping based on the incoming user's browser agent. So what we're saying here is that if the incoming user's agent is Pocket IE, then look for a view folder called Windows Mobile. If it's Apple Mac Safari or just Safari, then look for a view folder called iPhone. So then we clear out the default view engine and then add our own. Effectively, this gives us the exact same experience that you would get in a vanilla ASP.NET MVC application, but also giving you the option to add specific mobile device views. So if we dug into, for instance, mobile iPhone index.aspx, you'll notice that it's still a very simple view, but by allowing us to have custom views for specific devices, we can do things that will tailor the UI to be more friendly to that platform. So for instance, if you notice here we have our form, and we're setting a title on the form of search activities. Well, there's a convention with iPhone web apps that when it renders it, if it sees this title on the form, it'll use that as the title bar, which just gives a nice look and feel. Also, if we look in the results, you'll notice that we have an unordered list that is used to render the list of results. Now, because the Web App Toolkit also leverages the IUI iPhone presentation framework, it'll, via some CSS and JavaScript, make that unordered list look exactly like a native iPhone application, as the experience that we saw earlier. So other than that, there isn't anything to it. So the great thing about this toolkit is that as a developer, if you want to leverage this functionality in an existing app, you download it, you reference the custom view engine, and then register it in the global ASAX just as we've done. Then, as needed, if you want a specific page or a specific view in your application to be targeted and provide a better experience for a certain platform, mobile device, you can do that just by adding that custom view. So with that, we continue to encourage you to please send in any feedback. Let us know any other additional toolkits that you would like to see. If you have any of these comments or questions, email webapp@microsoft.com.